I'm Joanne.
I'm Neil.
I'm Mika.
I'm Jet.
I'm Wendy.
I'm Gavin.
I'm Linda.
I'm Jessica.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Edward.
I'm Eric.
I'm Lini.
And this is Banana Hot Talk.
Live news, live information. This is BNN Newsline.
Spring's awesome. This is Gavin broadcasting the greatest show of CUCA English Radio. Welcome to BNN Newsline. Hope you guys enjoyed your holiday, cause how much weight you put on? Told you not to eat bananas too often.
Hey guys, guess who I am? I'm the goddess of single, Joanne. After holiday, I'm still single now. If you want a girlfriend or a boyfriend, call me whenever you like.
Anyway, we're back. And nice to have you guys here with us. Let's go to the topic. Joanne, I know during the Spring Festival holiday, you've heard a lot about celebration and some other pleasant news like that. However, there are some unpleasant and controversial issues. During the holiday, an article telling the story of a couple's breakup hit the headline. In the story, a girl from Shanghai accompanied her boyfriend to his hometown in rural Jiangxi. After the first meal in her boyfriend's home, she decided to break up with the boy, because the meal was way too poorly prepared. Many netizens say that maybe she just can't stand the poverty of the village.
So, you are telling me a rich girl abandoned her boyfriend just because of money? I'm only gonna say one thing. Screw that bitch. I mean, if she loves money that much, why doesn't she marry to a lord of money and have sex with him rather than her loving boyfriend? Well, I just cannot accept a girl like this. I really piss off.
Hey, Joanne, don't be so excited. Actually, the story has been proved to be forged. Someone must have wanted to make big news.
But the fake news also remind me of a concept called gold digger. It means a person thinks money is almighty and money is a standard to evaluate everything. So, there's an example. In a matchmaking program, a girl called Ma Nuo once said that, I'd rather sit in a BMW crying than on the bicycle laughing. What's more, when she saw a probably not rich guy showed up, she just said, I always think my being here is just a dream. After seeing you, I think it's time for me to wake up. So that's called a real gold digger.
Impressive. I've always heard about gold diggers. The product of wealth-admiring culture, maybe I can describe these men and women like this. It's funny, you may dislike these guys, but to be honest, for me, I think chasing money is part of human nature. However, if someone asks nothing but money, or even exchange your life for it, that is going too far.
Yep, that's true. For me, I'm neither a gold digger, nor I will be with a gold digger. So, this is all for today's BNN Newsline. I'm Joanne.
In the following parts, other bananas will talk more about gold diggers. Alright, that's all for today's BNN Newsline. This is Gavin. See you next time.
See ya.
Hello, my dear audience. This is BNN Mini Theater.
Sorry, sweetheart. I forgot to grab my purse when I got out.
Oh my god. Your purse looks so fabulous. Where did you get that?
Well, you mean this? Oh, it's nothing. It's just the latest Prada my husband bought me. It didn't cost much, just 10 grand.
Just 10 grand? Okay. Those rings are also new bought, right?
Yeah, it's just the latest Tiffany. Well, it didn't cost much either. Just a couple of grand, maybe. I don't know. My honey bought me.
Your earrings are really nice too. Are those diamonds?
Yes, my honey bought me in South Africa for our anniversary. Anyway, back to you. What's going on with you and your boyfriend?
We kind of broke up.
What? He's like super rich, right? Oh my god, what is wrong with you?
But he slapped me on my face.
Well, you know those rich guys. Just put up with it. You are already 29. Don't you know how hard it is for you to find another rich guy like this?
I don't want a rich guy. I want a man I love.
Wait, I've got a phone call. Hey, honey. Nothing, just hanging out with my girlfriend. You know, the one I mentioned, that 30-year-old girl with PhD but got trouble finding boyfriend? What? Set her up with Edward? Oh, yes. Okay, bye, honey. Guess what? I just found you a sugar daddy.
Honey, I think I'm doing just fine all by myself. I don't need a sugar daddy.
Oh, come on, girl. Let me show you a photo of him.
What? You want me to get married with this old, bald, flabby grandpa? Why don't you get a divorce and marry him? I'm so done with you.
This is Banana Hot Talk and I'm Neil. Today's host will be me and Mika.
Hi there, it's Mika. Neil, do you know that there are people out there say that we, the Banana Girls, can be recognized
by voice? Wait a
minute.
What do you mean by we, Banana Girls? I don't think we, Banana Boys, are hard to be recognized.
I'm just kidding. Anyway, I'm Mika, and please remember my voice, and we'll leave today's self-introduction to today's guest.
Hello, guys. I'm Doremi.
Hi, guys. I'm the old one, Lini.
Hi. Oh, yeah, it's Edward.
Shut up, Edward.
I'm just too excited to be back.
Okay. Thanks for coming, guys. I don't know if you guys have read the news in the BNN newsline. The Shanghai girl ran away from her boyfriend because he's so poor.
How do we read the news from BNN newsline?
That is a question. To be or not to be?
Is that like your special ability on your planet? You can read things from sound?
Okay, let's ignore Edward and Mika. I wonder, will you run away if you were the girl?
I would rather pass the question because I'm afraid my answer will be to mean that.
It'll be a yes, right?
So we'll leave the question to today's guest. Guys, would you run if you were the girl?
I think I would not run from the room because, first of all, I'm such a kind person that I won't be mean to, like, my boyfriend and his family. So I would not run away from that room at that spot. But I think maybe I'll reconsider my relationship with my boyfriend. And I might be in shock, like,
yeah.
Oh my god, such a poor guy. Maybe we'll have, like, conflict on shopping concept or something like that. Yeah.
So you mean you will stay in the room, but you will break up with him afterwards?
Maybe not, but yes.
Can I ask Lini, what do you mean by maybe not, but exactly yes?
I mean, since for that long time I'm with that boy and I didn't find out that he's so poor. Maybe he's like brilliant or excellent at something and he's so attractive. And maybe I'll consider that part and to convince myself that the poor part of him doesn't matter at all. So maybe not, but I think finally I will. Yeah. That's it.
So you will break up with him finally?
I guess so.
Oh, thank you.
What if he's so brilliant and handsome?
So brilliant and handsome.
Okay. I know you're hard to get. It's hard to get the image. You can just look at me and then you get the picture.
Oh, then yes, break up right now.
So, what about you, Edward? Would you run if you were the girl?
Okay, I think it depends, right?
Yeah.
Although, like, we condemn gold diggers, but that does not mean we do not put economic situations into consideration in a relationship, right? For example, if you are like a princess, you live in a big castle and you eat like right all the good things every day, and suddenly you went to a guy, you go to his house and you find out he lived like next to the pigs, like right in his home, and you have to sleep on a layer of shit, right? And you don't even have money to buy the condom, right? Which leads to either a house full of babies or no sexual experience, right? Yeah, what I want to say is, like, we can't let money be the decisive thing, but definitely, yeah, we should put it into consideration.
And what about you, Doremi?
I will not run away, because I think if our relationship reached the level of meeting each other's parents, and I should have known his financial conditions long ago, not be shocked by the first sight of his poor house or something. So I think we should have known each other more than that girl and her boyfriend. If I accept his situation, like have no money, and I choose to keep the relationship with him, and then I may go to see his family, not know nothing and go to his house and be shocked and come back.
Yeah.
Oh, Darwin is so sweet. What Edward said just before, it kind of answered our next question. So we're going to ask Lini and Jeremy.
Oh, so you're asking me to be quiet?
So Lini and Jeremy, would you take money as a consideration of your partner choosing?
I think money shouldn't be so essential a part of spouse choosing. Just like the recent newspaper of our TV man, Neil has worked on that, and it says that the only thing money can affect is a person's personality. And if the money situation makes the person somehow not so easy to get along with, just like a poor guy be so oversensitive about his condition and will be so cynical about others' judgment, then will be so sad to get along with that boy. And a super rich man may be an arrogant asshole.
No, I'm not.
So I think money should be such an important judgment if the person is alright.
But Doremi, I want to remind you that like you said, my girlfriend and I, our relationship is different.
Okay, Neil's point is just pointing
out. I have a girlfriend!
Yeah, we got it! Fuck you, girlfriend! Oh, hooray for Neil! Yay! You have a girlfriend!
Wait a second, Neil, please. Yeah.
In the news, the boy is very poor and he's in a very poor country, but I'm from a town. I'm not poor like that. Actually, I'm not rich, but not poor.
What's your point?
Yeah.
And
so?
Have you taken it into your consideration that a poor family like that may mean all kinds of relatives? Maybe it will be awful and you have to give their money, find them jobs.
Oh, you mean the poor relatives?
You
have to help them in every way.
Yeah. That's what they think in country.
Oh, yeah. I think it's too random because rich families can have mean people too. What if one of your husband is very rich and
one of your husband
one of your husband's brothers get into jail because of some illegal stuff, and you have to settle that problem too.
Yeah.
By the way, Neil, you asked this because you face this kind of problem?
Nope. My problem is totally different. Their problem is poor and not so rich. My problem is not so poor and rich.
You are rich.
Oh my God.
You are so rich.
My girlfriend is so rich.
Okay, I get it. Your problem is you can't be honest. Right? You have a problem being honest.
I didn't get it.
And you have a problem understanding.
Oh.
Well, you know, I want to know what's the feeling of, like, being in a relationship with a rich girl. Like, you said she's so rich.
Let me tell you. My girlfriend, she got, I didn't know the exact number, but it's more than 3 houses in Beijing.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
And more houses around.
You mean the ownership?
Ownership.
Oh my God.
So
are you like being his boyfriend because of money?
Nope, I didn't know she's so rich because
so it's like a bonus, right?
Yes.
So will be like when you get into her room and like, oh my God, she's so rich, I want to get out of this room like that girl did before when he got into the poor guy's room?
Actually, I didn't get to her room because we have been to her house now. We rent a house outside.
Why she has so many houses in Beijing and you still rent house?
Because
she's rich.
That's a good
she
answer.
Likes the feeling to be independent. That's it, maybe. And I don't know, I live in our dormy.
Oh, that's a good nickname for dormitory.
Yummy.
I kind of have a question for you too. Do you run like into these kind of situations? For example, she said, "Neil, oh, honey, let's go have dinner tonight." Yeah. Like she asked you out for dinner, and she walked into a restaurant, and like you only took like maybe 500 yuan.
It's a lot of lot
yeah,
of
and
money.
And you think it's probably okay, it's enough for a dinner, but like to her. A normal dinner costs 1,000 yuan, and you turn out, oh my God, I was like, I just ate a cup of rice. I mean, a bowl of rice, and a bowl of rice costs like 100 yuan, and it's like really awkward with stuff like that.
Actually, for us, it hasn't happened because she's not so rich to the sky.
But
when situation comes like that, I think I will just. Piss off and get my own way.
You piss off? Like, you're like, fuck, I know you're rich, but I'm a fucking poor man.
Yeah, I will be angry in my mind, but I won't show it out.
But, like, what if this kind of thing happened too often? Maybe it will, like, I don't know about you, but to be honest, for me, if my girlfriend is too rich, like, much richer than me,
watch your tongue.
At least I'll feel some pressure. I don't know about you.
I know. It's too much pressure, I think. So even now, I have a lot of pressure. You know, she's not so rich, but she's a lot more richer than me. And I'll think about I shouldn't receive too expensive gifts. Yeah. I shouldn't go out and let her treat me every time.
I think here can come out the conclusion that the financial condition really matters, because even if you guys don't care that your girlfriend is richer than you, but it happens when it comes out that your lifestyle is like different, and she has dinner for like 500 yuan per person, and you had dinner in your dormy like 5 yuan, so it's totally different. It's not about the money itself, but it's about the lifestyle you are leading to. So, I think money really matters in a relationship for me, and I think it doesn't only matters because of the money, matters because of the like living, the way of living you are leading. So, even if you are in good relationship right now, maybe in the long term, you'll have problem with the money stuff. Yeah, that's my point. So,
But they've already been together for like a very long time. I think. Yeah, they probably have the same mindsets and values. And I guess it's okay, Neil. Don't worry.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. Actually, I'm not worried.
Okay, so our show turned into an interview of Neil.
And Neil is actually the host.
But I wonder, what do you see of a gold digger? I mean, do you think it's really so guilty or so bad?
I think gold digger is those kind of person who are greedy, that they are eager to get money from not only that in a relationship, but in any kind of methods. So the point is they are greedy. So I think Neil cannot be a gold digger because you are not greedy for money. And and I also think you shouldn't be afraid or care others' like point of view of you that they think you are gold digger because you yourself know you are not. So
yeah.
But actually, somebody may think that I'm a gold digger, and it really happens.
Oh, baby, you don't know how the reality and the society cruel it is.
Ooh, now we have our Miss Mature here, Wendy. She has something to say. Lini.
I'm afraid.
So, actually, I just met a girl who's really a gold digger. And I'll tell you about her story. Like, she sold her sex for money just to buy some all kind new brand stuff. That's not true love, just for money.
But that is also true love. It's just that she loves money. That's also true love.
Yeah, that's
agree.
A good point.
Yeah,
oh,
good point.
Well, you know the reality, and I know the reality as well. I have a friend who was like a really good girl, nice girl, and she's so cute, and everyone likes her. But things changed after she got a boyfriend, which is not very rich. And when they are in a relationship, they went to Hong Kong and they was enjoying their holiday. And the girl said to that guy that, I want to go to the 5-star hotel. I want a new watch, which costs like $10,000. And the guy apparently didn't have the money, so he called his parents to ask for the money and talked about it for like a while, and the girl felt, oh, he's so bitchy, why asking for money takes so long time, oh, I'm bored, I want that watch, like this. At last, the boy bought her the watch using the money given by his parents, and the girl said, oh, why do you just buy one watch? This is a couple one. Why don't you buy both of them for us? I think it was like, oh my god, totally changed the image of that girl in my mind. Oh my god, such a gold digger.
Okay, Neil is like getting so nervous. It's like he had seen his future already. Has foresaw his future. It's okay, Neil. You don't have to buy a watch. Maybe she just want to go to underwear or stuff.
But actually, you know what? I don't think a gold digger is so bad.
What? You don't think gold digger is bad?
Yeah, me neither, because I mean, it has been the 21st century and everything has been improving. And why can't a girl just look for her own lifestyle and go for it? If a girl just love the watches and love the dresses, love the Dior or anything like that, and why can't she find a guy who buy those for them? Because she really like them and it's just her lifestyle.
Yes, I totally agree. For gold diggers, I think marriage is just a tool for them to get money. And as long as they can get satisfaction from a relationship that can give her comfort and assurance, and she can be happy. And that's as long as she doesn't harm any others, I think it's all right. And we can't judge her lifestyle, though may ourselves would not resemble them.
These days we are putting love as the first, but who said it was the first? I mean, if a girl puts money as the first, then love is second, and love can bring the money, and that will be okay.
Well, I agree with the girls that gold digger is kind of lifestyle, but I don't agree with Neil that money can take the place of love and emotional stuff, such as like friendship, love, and something like that. What my point is that I don't agree with mammonism. The reason why I feel uncomfortable and I don't like mammonism is that I think in the tradition of Chinese culture that we agree with the lifestyle that we cherish the stuff we have. We don't have to purchase too much for our life. I mean, like rice and noodles are enough for our day, but actually now people want beef, steak, expensive food. Anyway, that's why I don't agree with mammonism, but I still think that there are many problems behind the phenomenon itself. Maybe we can talk about it more. For example, I don't like the girl who used the relationship and used the love of the man to gain money. Is because that I think our girl can get the stuff we want by ourselves, by the effort we put, by the hard working things to get the stuff we want to buy, not like something like that, for example.
Yeah. Well, first I want to say I don't think anything is right or wrong about this, because like I said, different people pursue different stuff, like maybe we pursue true love and happiness, but some people, they just want money. I'm not saying they're wrong, but definitely I don't like it, and I think they're pathetic, because there's a saying, I think, that is said, when people lose standards of value, then money becomes the only standard. So I think these people, they lack many things in life. They don't know what they should truly go for, so their lifestyle of only considering money, because that's the only thing we can see. So yeah, maybe we should feel sad and sorry for the gold digger.
And I think everyone has their right to chase their happiness, even not accepted by normal people. And also, everything exists must have their reason to be there. Like mammonism, or because we plus nism, so that reminds me of like modernism, something like that. So I think must have some reason to be there. And also, I think if I have the right, I would choose the way which I really like and I want to do. So I can understand and accept a reality that people chase money even without love or something. People can accept like normal stuff. That's my opinion.
But Banana still wish you believe in true love.
Thank you, Wendy, and thank you, Doremi. What I want to say is love really matters, and sex matters, but money really matters too. We should all think about what matters most, and everything will be okay. Like Edward said, there's no right and wrong.
Yeah, but as Bananas, we think love rules. So that's all for today. Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Edward.
This is Banana calling. Can I help you?
Hello, my dear audience. Welcome back to Banana Calling this new semester. Now we're ready to help more friends to get rid of dilemma and reach the summit of life. Hello?
Hi, is this a Banana Calling?
Yes, may I help you?
Well, I kind of have a problem.
Alright, let it out. We solve all kinds of problems here. Infertility, impotence, panspermia.
Actually, it's just about my relationship. And by the way, I'm a healthy man.
Alright, then tell me about it.
You see, I have a girlfriend. She's cute, simple, kind, and unique. Her every smile, glance, even her pout when she's upset looks so lovely, as if a cool and refreshing breeze sweeping across my heart, giving me the impulsion to gently lean over and kiss her on the cheek. I feel like I can tell she's just the one. And
Mister, if I still don't see any problems in your next few words, I'm gonna hang up.
Okay. So then this other girl turn up.
Well, that is what I want to hear. I mean, need to hear. So, she's better?
Well, she's kind of older than me.
That's no problems. You know, there is an old saying in China, 女大三抱金砖. So, if you have a girl 3 years older than you, that's your great fortune.
Okay. Then do you know any other old Chinese sayings about getting together with a girl 30 years older than you?
What? She's 30 years older than you?
Yeah.
And you call her a girl?
Yeah, I know. Besides that, she's also a little bit, I mean, kind of. Okay, very ugly. But, she is so rich. She said she will give me a Lamborghini this Wednesday just because, for no reason. And to her, it's just like buying me a lollipop. God, you have no idea how much I wanted that computer.
Well, first of all, I don't consider Lamborghini a computer. Second, she must be just fooling around.
No, she is rich for sure. I went to her home and everything there was made of gold. The television, the bed, even the toilet paper were gold-plated.
Okay, I guess it must have been a very special bed wiping experience, Stan. Alright, listen. When God make man and woman, it is love that brings them together. Money, house, car, all of them are something that can't take into consideration. Because all of them can fade away. What it can always keep is love. Love makes you strong. Love makes you brave to go through winds and rains. Love is one heart to meet another, not one face meet another. Think of your girlfriend. She never thinks of leaving you because you're poor.
Yeah. I'm sorry for being such an asshole. I'm gonna call that old lady right away to tell her. I don't need a golden condom when having sex with a girl I truly like. Durex is just fine. Nothing is as worthwhile when the way of true love.
Another problem solved. Hello, Banana Colin.
Hi, it's me again.
Oh, what's the matter?
Well, thanks for your advice and all, but I still broke up with her.
For God's sake, why?
She left me because a man said he'll give her a golden vibrator.
Reason, 更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。